For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today. Unfortunately, it's not good terms as we have to talk about the Titans. Wild card playoff loss to the Baltimore Ravens. The Titans fall 20-13 today in Nashville. Baltimore gets the comeback and really the rematch for this season and for what happened last year in the playoffs. But Denard and I are going to break it down. We're going to try to talk you through it, get you off the ledge a little bit. But Denard, before we go, how are you doing today, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, D. I can't complain. I know it's a loss and I know everybody's down, but again, it's been a very, it's a great season. So I want to say congratulations to Tennessee. They won the AFC South, so they have a lot to basically keep their heads up and headed into the 2020 season.
Yeah, and Denard, like, going off of that, I mean, we will be here for you all off season as we try to see what this team is going to do for the future as they look to build. But before we get into breaking down this game, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by betonline.ag. The NBA and college basketball are back and the NFL playoffs have started. And with all these sports going on, there are plenty of bets to lock in, so you're thinking about picking the Lakers to repeat their NBA championship, or is somebody going to upset Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? Well, you need to go to betonline.ag. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online, and there's always the online casino as well. It never closes. So head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. D, this game started out, Titans got up early, 10-0. After that, it just, things didn't seem to go our way. Whenever you look at this loss for the Titans, what was ultimately the downfall for the team?
Well, it wasn't hard to figure it out. You just got outplayed, you know? It just, sometimes it's all about X's and O's. It's about matchups. Mike Vrabel said it best, and I'm just quoting him when he said this, it wasn't good enough as a team today. They just got outplayed. It's that simple. You know, sometimes it happens. I think with a loss, sometimes sitting on the other side, we want to sometimes point out what happened and where did this go wrong? Like the Indy game, we pointed to the third quarter. That wasn't the case today. They just basically outplayed. They got outplayed from the beginning. And I would say this is at about 2:35 left in the second half is when Baltimore basically took over, I call it the momentum of the game. And that's what happened. But other than that, it's just they won their matchups and we didn't, you know. And there's nobody to blame for this game. But, you know, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know, this was on us, not anybody else.
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, we could go through as far as what was the downfall. I think you mentioned it really well last week whenever we were talking about how the Titans managed to win the last couple of times we've played them. And what we've done is we've limited the big plays. Yes. Today, you didn't necessarily do that. And the one time whenever you're talking about momentum, Lamar Jackson took off 48 yards, had that touchdown run, and that shifted the game. Titans were able to get a lot of things going well in the first quarter. Just whenever you're looking at the drives they had, I know both teams had a three and out on their first possession, but after that, the Titans were moving the ball down the field, 10 plays, 70 yards, touchdown. Then you go 7 plays, 45 yards, and a field goal. I mean, it would have been nice to get a touchdown there, but either way, you're like, all right, this team's moving the ball. And then after that, we just really struggled to get anything going offensively. And when you look at it, the Ravens, you got to give them credit. They made sure that Derrick Henry didn't beat him. He had 18 carries for 40 yards. And whenever you're able to do that, you have a very good chance of beating the Titans. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, going back and looking at this beforehand, if you were to tell me Titans are going to hold the Ravens to 20 points, I would have said we were coming out with a victory. But the offense just wasn't clicking today.
Well, you know what? And let me just tell you about what playoff football is about. It's about, at this time of year, we're talking about January. Of course, the weather changes, so it's cold, okay? And so in cold weather, you have to be able to run the football, okay? You think about, let's just go through a little bit statistics. And I know I said I wasn't going to talk about stats, but who was the leading rusher today for the Baltimore Ravens, my man D?
It was Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson with 136 yards rushing. 48 of them was the scamper in the second quarter where he ended up going 48 for the TD. And then who was the second leading rusher for the Ravens?
I'm going to guess J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins. Okay, now you look at us. Who was our leading rusher today?
I mean, it was Derek, but...
Derek for what? 40 yards rushing.
Yeah, this on is 18 carries.
Exactly. And I counted that he had 12 carries with 4-3 in the third quarter for just 24 yards. This is the reigning NFL MVP rushing champion. This is the king, right? This is a young man that is on the cusp of winning the NFL Most Valuable Player Award, or at least the Offensive Player of the Year. And this is your playmaker. This is the young man that sets the tone for your football team. And he had 12 carries and for 24 yards in the third quarter. He ended up with 18 carries for 40 yards. And you know whose fault that is?
Who's that, D?
Well, I'm going to blame Don Martindale. You know who that is?
It's D.C. That's your former coach in the D.C. for the Baltimore Ravens.
My former coach for the Baltimore Ravens. Blame it on Coach Martindale. I'm going to give him a call and tell him it was his fault. And I blame Calais Campbell. I blame the former Bronco, Derek Wolfe, McPhee, Brandon Williams, because that defensive line today basically said, listen, you are not going to beat us number 22, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were more physical up front and just set the edge, and that's when you're able to do that. I think you can hear it in my voice, Denard. I am not excited right now.
It's
but
okay.
It's, I mean, that's part of it. That's why we love sports. That's why we kind of have that passion, and that's why we go through and do these shows for the love of the game. And I know that this outcome wasn't in our favor, but it's one of those things to where when you look at the coaching situations, it's some of those things that I think are you're able to fix in the future. And I mean, I would say the Titans definitely got out coached today. I wouldn't say it was by a dramatic margin, but because I thought the Titans on the defensive side of the ball at least did a very good job of containing Lamar outside of that one play. I mean, he had one late in the fourth quarter, but you're just trying to get a stop, and he was able to get to the outside. So if you look at where we're at, and I know this week we're going to kind of do a show where we're wrapping up how the season went. I know today we're primarily focusing on things that happened for this game, but when I was watching this game, I was really frustrated because, one, Corey Davis wasn't able to get involved at all. I mean, they tried to throw it to him, but he ended the day with zero catches. He ended up going out hurt, which honestly, that could have been the reason Ryan Tannehill threw that pick at the end because they throw it to Khalif. And that's if I could have one play back, Denard, outside of that Lamar Jackson rushing touchdown, that would have been the play. I mean, you saw A.J. Brown wide open on the other side, and that's just that's what frustrates me because that's probably him taking it to the house and we're tying this game up or going for two there to see just to get the lead. But again, that's not exactly how things went down. And so you gotta regroup and start looking forward to the future because I mean, what's done is done today. And Titans, their season, unfortunately, as we've talked about, it's came to an end.
Yeah, listen, I want to shout out, first of all, to the defense. Jeffrey Simmons, DaQuan Jones, Crawford, Brooke Reed, the former Houston Texan, played pretty good. I like his hair. He got hair like blonde hair, the long blonde hair, and then he cut yours off. But you know what? Let me say this, and I was talking to the radio station, at least two of them, and they were saying, how do you contain Lamar? If you were as a defensive coordinator, how would you basically keep him, you know, contained? And the defensive line and the linebackers and our secondary play pretty good all game long. To give up 20 points to a very explosive offense. And let me say, I know sometimes the score is not indicative of, you know, really the way that sometimes a unit really play, but this defense play lights out. So I want to say congratulations. But let me tell you something. When I studied Lamar Jackson, and I was telling people, this is how you contain a great quarterback like him. Make him move laterally. He doesn't want to go side to side, east and west. He wants to go north and south. You saw that on that explosive play for 48 yards in the second quarter when he went 48 yards for that touchdown. That defense, basically, they made him go side to side, and he didn't like that. You can tell he's just uncomfortable. Even the first game back in week 11, was at November the 22nd when they played him down in Baltimore. You saw where they forced him to go east and west. He didn't want to do that. And pretty much for the whole game, well, pretty much in the first half, they kept him under wraps. He doesn't like that. That's not his game. Lamar reminds me of a lot of the great Steve McNair. If you never watched Mac play, Mac was incredible. He was like a second running back. Okay. I tell people all the time, even though Eddie George is a great, he was a great running back, I think Steve was better. Because when Steve would find a crease, Davey, he was gone. But teams that were able to stop him, really what they did was they stayed in their lanes and made him go side to side. That wasn't his game. But when he found a crease, he became a second running back. That's like having two backs in the backfield, which is a killer for the defense. We saw when Lamar busted that long 48 scamper. I mean, he had about four guys basically chasing him. And then KB, I understand where Kevin, he made a great play, the angle that he took. Hey, nobody can tackle Lamar one-on-one in space. That's not going to happen. Kevin Byard did a great job. I know people want to point sometimes the finger at guys and say, well, he should have made that tackle. Uh-uh. Not on a great play as elusive as Lamar is. That's not going to happen. But listen, for the most part, the defense played lights out. They gave this team a chance to win today. Unfortunately, on the offensive side of the ball, they just couldn't generate no momentum, especially in the second half. They came out very lackadaisical in the third quarter. And I think that's where Baltimore really, they built on from 2 minutes and 39 seconds in the second quarter going on to the third. And you saw that momentum carry on in the fourth quarter. And that's what playoff football is about. It's about gaining momentum at the right time. Pete Carroll said it best. Coach Carroll says, you win in the fourth quarter. And that's exactly what Baltimore did. They basically, they stayed around. Listen, it was 10-10 at halftime. And basically, Tennessee still had a chance to win with the last series, okay? They still had a chance to go up and win this game or at least tie it, but they couldn't. Why? Because Baltimore generated, they had the momentum. And we saw the play where Peters makes the pick and Khalif Raymond fell. You know, that ball, that play was designed for CD. That ball was basically designed for Corey Davis, who was ineffective. The X factor of the last game when they played in Baltimore was Corey. Corey was a no-show today. You can't just depend on AJ. You can't just depend on number 11. Your playmakers have got to step up, and that's what happened today for Baltimore. Marquise Hollywood Brown, he showed up big today, Davey. This was his second game where he had over 100 yards this year. That was the X factor of them winning today as opposed to we lost because our X factor, CD, didn't step up. And that's what happened. They won because their playmakers made plays.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm most frustrated with, Denard, is because 13 points was the lowest scoring output that this offense has had all year. All regular season. Green Bay was the next closest with 14, and we know that was like the worst game the Titans played all season. So when you have that and you're talking about Corey Davis, I don't know if Corey's going to be back next year. I don't know if Arthur Smith is going to be back next year. So to have such a prolific offense, the most I mean, they're talking about it's like the most prolific offense whenever you're talking about being able to put up numbers in Titans history. And to kind of go out like this with what might be two key components, that's what irks me. So I don't know. It's one of those things to where, I mean, this one's going to feel bad for Titans fans for a while. I know I'm going to be hurting on this one for a bit, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how they decide to move forward. I guess, D, I know like this one's been a fairly short episode, but before we get out of here, man, is there anything, is other comments you want to make as it relates to how this game went?
Well, let me just say this about the National Football League is this league stands for change. Things are never the same. Rosters change every year. I love what someone told me about this game. He says that National Football League, the NFL, stands for not for long. For coaches, players, general managers, the only individuals that have tenure in this business are the owners, okay? The people that I call it the wealthy. That's a place where I like to be someday. I'm just going to daydream. But I was
saying, I'm with you, buddy.
I just want, just give me some of that Mahomes money. But I say it like this, is that every year it changes. You know, this team, again, yes, we still have a lot of guys that's going to come back. But again, the rosters will always change. There's going to be the numbers that stay the same. Unfortunately, the face is changing this business. That's what it is. And yes, Arthur Smith, Corey Davis, they both put themselves in situations to elevate their careers. I think Corey would be the number one targeted free agent when free agency comes out. I know the Giants are already eyeing him. I've been hearing some sources talking about they need a quality receiver, and I do believe he is a number one receiver. I don't know what happened today. He just was a no-show. But when you playing as lights out this year, he's very productive. Arthur Smith basically has put himself in a situation to be a head coach. Those are what we call opportunities that are very seldom for players and coaches. So they got to go. You know why? Because it is a situation that's going to bear them and their families. And this NFL, National Football League, it is a job. And for people that think it's just a game where you go clock in for a couple hours a day, you don't know what you're talking about. It is a job. It is a taxing job on your body, on your mind, and your soul. Okay? So when you have a chance to elevate your career in this league, you got to go. Unfortunately, I was in that situation years ago where someone told me, I love Nashville. I did not want to leave Tennessee. I was very adamant about that. I do not want to leave. Someone told me, Denard, listen, you may not get this opportunity again. If you're in a chance where you can make money not only for you, but you're making it for your family, then you got to go. It's imperative that you have to leave. You got to be able to put yourself in a position where you're not only succeeding for yourself, but for future generations. So you have to think about it like that. So for both Arthur Smith and Corey Davis, I wish them well. If this is the last time we see both of them as a coach in a Titans and in a Titans uniform, again, this may not ever happen again, and you seldom. I've always been taught this: you don't get too many chances in life. You don't get too many second chances to make a first impression. So again, you got to take this opportunity and run with it. So to those two, it was just really awesome just to watch him call games, and to Corey, it was great because he had a great season this year. He should have about 1,000 yards receiving. Unfortunately, he didn't have a good game against Houston and today, but yeah. You know, again, congratulations to the Titans team. It was a great season, so it was fun for me to watch.
Yeah, and the offseason gets here, we'll continue to like go back and look at things that we thought were great and see if the Titans are able to kind of continue to hit it along those lines. I mean, it's going to be a fun offseason for us, Denard. We're going to be able to do a lot of different things, try some new things, and if you guys have suggestions on how you would like for us to try to maybe add something here or there, please just let us know. You can follow Denard on Twitter @Denard_Walker and me, myself @Davey_Hudson. And we always like hearing from you. We always like interacting with the listeners. And like I say every time, we do appreciate you all listening in, because if it wasn't for you all, this wouldn't be possible. So, D, I hate that the season's over, man, but that's what's great about this sport is there's always next year.
Like, always next year.
Yeah, so I don't know. That elusive Super Bowl, maybe we'll see what the Titans are able to do. We at least know that their foundation pieces in Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry are here for the foreseeable future. And I'm always excited for the draft. So once that starts to get around to time and the combine gets here, looking forward to talk about that, some pieces that the Titans might look to add. There's so many different things we can get into. But Denard, wrapping up our first full season, I appreciate you being here. I've really enjoyed being able to get to know you, getting to talk with you on the show, pick your brain, because you have been extremely insightful, and it's been a true blessing to be doing the show with you, my friend.
Same. I echo those sentiments, and it's like I told you probably about a few podcasts ago, I love you like a brother that I never wanted, and I still feel that same way.
I appreciate you saying that, Denard. I would like to say I like you like a brother that I would want, but hey, we'll just leave it as is, man. So, but that is going to wrap it up for us today. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. We'll be back again later this week. But you're listening to Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.